It's Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WG, and I'm Steve Bertrand. Thanks very much for tuning in. Nice day to talk about Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up of almost 500 points, 1.4%. The NASDAQ led the way up over 3%, and the S&P 500 up 2% on the day. So happy days are here again. Are they going to last? John Beaver is with Phase 3 Advisory Services in Buffalo Grove. He joins us from time to time to help us understand the numbers. John, welcome back.
It's great to be back. Nice day to be on.
It's all good news today. What's driving this?
Well, a lot of things. We've got the market is happy about Omicron. You guys were talking a little bit about that, and maybe it's not going to be that big of a deal. And on top of that, we've got some buying volume that came in after a pretty heavy down day after Thanksgiving. So after Thanksgiving, there was very, very heavy selling on a half a day. In fact, it was really the highest selling of the year that wasn't with what's called an options expiration day. And so that really put a bearish view on the market. We're not out of the woods yet, but it certainly was nice. And then a couple of little things that relate to the Build Back Better bill, including Elon Musk being out there in the news, kind of criticizing the president for excluding non-union labor in the electric vehicle tax credit that's proposed in the Build Back Better bill.
He must have non-union labor working for him.
Well, you know, he did move that plant to Texas.
We're going to talk about Elon Musk a little bit later when we get a visit from CNET, because you're right, he was pretty critical of that Build Back Better plan, I guess probably because it didn't serve his interests well.
Yeah.
But, you know, John, when we're watching the stock market, like, so today, you know, the one index that we should probably pay the most attention to is the S&P.
I agree, because it's a broader index.
Okay, so when we're watching this, you know, and we're like, look at this, the S&P was up 2% today, it's down 2% in 2 days from now, or things like that. How should the average person with, you know, their 401k watching it, how should we view the stock market? I ask that because it seems to me that most of these, well, I look at the Omicron sort of disaster or deflation around Thanksgiving. You know, that was short-lived. It was based on very rudimentary information. These are basically people who are doing day trades, right? Instant trades. They're playing the game. They're not playing the long-term game. Am I right there?
You are right. And so what they should watch really isn't the stock market. If you're talking about your 401k, that's long-term money. It's okay. Different if you're 1 or 2 years away from retirement. But for most people, they got, you know, that long runway to retirement. They really should just ignore it and let that money go in every month. The thing to watch is really the Federal Reserve. And it's not what they say, but it's actually what they do, because they actually have a fair amount of control of what's going on in the financial markets these days. And they did, in November, make an indication that there may be a little change in policy. And so the market is struggling with this, trying to figure out what's actually going to happen, what the Federal Reserve is actually going to do. So the market movement itself day to day, leave that up to the traders, leave that up to the professionals. You know, I'm looking at a gap that was formed today. Gaps usually like to be filled. That means that the market opened up and didn't start today where it finished yesterday. It gapped up. And those gaps tend to be filled. So I wouldn't be surprised if in the next couple of days we give back today's rally.
Okay, so we got that. The Build Back Better plan has some retirement or tax implications as well for IRAs. Can you explain that for me?
Yeah, there's some things to watch here. And again, you know, it hasn't passed yet. It's gone through the House. It's pending in the Senate. I'm sure something's going to come through, because it's going to be pushed through budget reconciliation. It's just what they can agree to. And so one very important one is that if anybody has any after-tax money in their IRA or after-tax money in their 401k. In the 401k, this would not be a Roth balance. This is called a voluntary after-tax balance. There's quite a bit of money out there in these balances. Up to this year, you have been able to convert or roll that money over to your own Roth IRA, which is really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, the Build Back Better plan is going to remove that opportunity, and it's going to be gone by the end of this year. So if anybody has any of those balances, they should get those moved out before the end of the year. That would also include basis in their IRA. Now, this is complicated, so it's important that they talk with their financial advisor and tax advisor.
I've talked to Terry Savage about this recently. So the 401k money you're talking about, you have an ability to contribute to a 401k where the taxes are taken out first, rather than a traditional where the taxes are taken out when you take your distribution at your retirement. Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, there's actually three types of contributions. There's a traditional contribution, which is tax deductible. You don't pay money, you don't pay tax on the money going in, you pay tax when you take it out. Second type of contribution is Roth. It's just the reverse. You're putting after-tax money into the Roth bucket, but it comes out tax-free in retirement. The third is a voluntary after-tax. It's voluntary. You can put money in and take it out pretty much at will. You're putting after-tax money into the account. It grows tax-deferred, and when you take it out, you pay your tax, but you're not going to pay a penalty. It's that voluntary after-tax bucket that the Build Back Better plan is going to say, you know what, we're not going to allow that to roll over to a Roth anymore.
And so we don't know if that's going to be in it, but it seems to be in the plans now.
It is there right now, and I think that's going to last. They also have a provision in there, very interesting. In 2032... Roth conversions of all kinds are eliminated for high-income taxpayers. Kind of an interesting provision. It's 2032 when that comes in. And high income, of course, is over $400,000 or $450,000, depending if it's single or joint filer.
So if joint would be $450,000 and single would be $400,000.
Correct.
Okay. Fantastic. So the stock market, we're coming up on the year-to-date growth. Where are we year-to-date on the stock market?
You know, I don't even know the number. I'm not paying attention to that right now because I'm actually looking at the short term, what's happening here at the end of the year.
Well, you just told me that we don't need to pay attention to it, and then yeah. I asked you the numbers.
Well, we're up double digit. I don't know. It's 25, 26, 27%, something like that.
And what's so, what's a typical return on a stock market investment?
Well, historically, you know, we're looking on average about 10% per year. Going forward, probably less than that because of the amount of debt that's out there that the Federal Reserve and the government have to deal with. That's going to slow economic growth.
Okay. And so if anyone were to do one thing right now when it comes to the year end, when it comes to their investments to prepare for the tax bill next year, what should they do?
To prepare for the tax bill next year, get ready to invest as much as they can. that's the bottom line.
Fantastic.
Invest more, invest as much as you can, spend less than you make. And really, if they're in a short-term mode, this is so important, if they're in a short-term mode, they're going to be taking money out in the next 3 years, they really should be pulling that money to the sidelines. The stock market is very rich at these levels. If they've got a 10-year runway or more, they can remain invested.
John Beaver, Phase 3 Advisory Services President. John, always great to talk to you. Thank you.
Great to be here.
You bet. Okay, so got a question for Dr. Kevin Mose from Northwestern Medicine. We will be talking to him after the news coming up. He's the Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Central DuPage Hospital. 312. 312-